This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown.
I originally met Dr. Kellyanne through Instagram, like years ago, after she came out with one of her books and she was talking about how bone broth could heal your gut, make you feel good. I didn't really know what collagen was back then. I tried to get in touch and make an appointment. It's after I left the brand, and she was the most gung-ho, you got this girl, you could do anything you put your mind to, just go for it. And we became friends since then. I was really interested in finding out from Kellyanne, first of all, how she does it. She has a line of products. She has all these books. She's a guest on so many daytime talk shows. So here's my conversation with my friend, Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. Hey, Kellyanne, thanks for being here. I haven't seen you in so long.
I know, it's ridiculous, and I blame it all on you.
Oh, why me?
Because I'm seeing you busy. I'm seeing your stuff everywhere, you everywhere, and everyone, by the way, that I see, they tell me they see your masterclass.
Oh, I know. That was a gift that keeps on giving. That was really nice. And last night I laid in bed and I'm like, I am lucky I get those things. So I've been trying to ignore the things that I want to complain about and be grateful for the good stuff.
And I think I'll go right into kind of the stuff that I love, but your cells actually communicate. And this is really important. There's a megahertz to your cells. So your cells want to flow. And they actually drive so many of your thoughts and so much chemistry that goes on in your body. So if you can somehow, no matter what, maintain gratitude at all times, your cells actually vibrate differently. You attract different things. Your physiology, your chemistry, it's very different.
Well, you do have to recharge. But first of all, because people are listening and they're like, who is she talking to? So I am here talking to Kellyanne
Petrucci, but Petrucci. I go by Dr. Kellyanne.
Dr. Kellyanne. So you're a doctor, you're an entrepreneur, you have this, you were literally the first person since my grandmother that brought bone broth out to us and made it accessible.
Yeah. So I didn't create bone broth. And it's true. There are many grandmoms that brought out the broth when needed. And even historically, back into the primal days, hunter and gatherer times, they would make these broths out of the stomach of animals. They would use that as the kind of the cauldron. So what I did was I created and fueled a food category. That was the difference.
Well, how many years ago did you write The Bone Broth Diet?
So it was 5 years ago.
So in the last 5 years, you've written 9 books.
In 7 years, I've written 9 books.
Okay.
All with major publishers. And the reason why I say major publishers is because there's a lot of stress and deadline. And in order to get the next book contract, your ISBN number that's attached to your name actually has to sell. You don't get another book contract unless you sell. And when I first started out writing, I had no idea how to sell. And when I pitched my agent, didn't have a website, didn't have any social media. I had nothing.
You figured all this stuff out.
I did.
You're on Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. You're on Oz all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, I did. So I did locally. I trained myself by doing local television. I did over 100 segments before I ever got on national. And then I got on the Bethany show, and that kind of broke everything for me. It was my first national show in front of a live audience. And I was on a debate, and I'll never forget being backstage and looking at two chairs on a stage. And the panic that ensued was unfathomable.
And who did you debate with?
It was a dietitian, an RD. Mm-hmm. And she had a lot of television experience, and she was scrappy, and she took me down.
Aww.
And the only thing I could tell myself, the only course you have right now is to be the doctor and have grace under fire. That's all you got right now.
So talk to me about your career. You, what kind of doctor?
Yep. So I'm a naturopathic doctor, and my background was a little unusual because my background is a mixture of ancestral medicine and Swiss medicine. Where I got a really sound education was through Dr. Thomas Rau of the Paracelsus Clinic in Switzerland. This is where I learned very unique tools, very unique methodologies, very unique diagnostic practices. And I brought those back to the U.S. And people at that time, Bobby, they had never heard of anything like your foods can inflame you. But the Swiss people at that time, they knew all this stuff. They knew about gut and microbiome and all of that stuff. So I was talking microbiome and all of these things way back, and patients were enraptured. And they said, you've got to write a book. And I thought, how am I supposed to write a book? You all are keeping me so busy. And that's how the whole thing kind of started. I had to learn. I had to learn under fire how to do a lot of these things. And when I turned 40, I hit a wall. I thought, what is happening? Because my skin didn't look good anymore. My hair was getting thinner. My waist was getting thicker. You know, I wanted to kick everything and everyone. And my colleagues just kept telling me the same thing over and over again. Well, you're 40 now. What do you expect? And that's when I started utilizing a lot of the bone broth. And I started playing around with bone broth and playing around with myself and my patients.
How did you even think of that? Where did it come from?
Because I have an ancestral medicine background. So here's what ancestral medicine really means to me. It's understanding your genes.
You're Italian.
I'm Italian.
You're Italian. My grandmother in Russia made bone broth.
Mm-hmm.
Was there
mm-hmm.
bone broth being made in Italy?
All the time.
They didn't call it bone broth then.
They called it
zupa.
So many cultures have experienced bone broth. What I wanted people to understand was this is so powerful, so multifaceted. And when you are a clinician and you see something that works on so many different levels, it speaks to you. I mean, there's a lot of countries and cultures, they can't afford to pop a supplement for everything. You have to learn how to heal in a very different way. You heal with your mindset. You heal with your breath. So food has been my thing. Food and not talking about a million different things, but just food, broth, because these are the things that I found really catapult people into health. And this whole idea of burnout, and I talk a lot about burnout, we have to turn a lot of these things around. Because in my career, I found the more success that I had, the more burned out I became, the more tired I became, and the bone broth rejuvenated me.
And that's where collagen comes from. Like we hear a lot about collagen. Mm-hmm. So not the kind you shoot in your face, the kind you eat.
The kind you eat. And what early studies are showing us is that collagen, found in a lot of these collagen proteins and collagen mixes, shakes, all of this, it actually can start raising the levels of your natural collagen. And why do we care? Because after about the age of 20, little chink by chink by chink, we start losing collagen, and you don't want that. Because when you lose collagen, you start to drop.
And can you restore?
That's
what
the beauty. We don't have hard, fast, double-blind placebo tests. They're all over in New England Journal of Medicine. But here's what I can tell you. I see thousands of people. I have not only tested these things out, and you can see a transformation before your eyes over time when you start implementing products like collagen. I am such a big believer, and not only for these reasons, because I started out doing a lot of bodybuilding, and I tried to have all different types of protein. They made my face break out. They made me very gassy. They made me bloated. They made me feel this or that. Collagen protein is so gorgeous in how your body responds to it. It's an anti-inflammatory, dairy-free type of protein that gets you feeling so good. And that's why I fell in love with it.
Bodybuilders have been using whey for thousands of years.
They sure have.
They swear by it.
Mm-hmm. So my demographic is 90% women. So you have to take that into consideration. But most women that I see are reactive to many forms of protein, most of all, whey. Why? Because whey can be very mucus forming. And what we're trying to do is create this healthy system that becomes, that's bionic for you. You can create that. Heal the gut. There's many ways that you can heal the gut. Bone broth is one of my favorite ways. It's eating a more anti-inflammatory diet, and it's to not live an inflammatory lifestyle. So what do I mean by an inflammatory lifestyle? You are stressed out all the time. You push yourself too hard. You have a
lot of— You talking to me?
Hey, listen, baby girl. We all go through it.
Yeah.
But there are emotions, I can tell you, that will inflame you. So is there a judgment? No. This is about awareness.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Okay, my Italian girlfriend, yeah, when's the last time you had pasta?
Look, if I'm in Italy, damn it, I'm eating the pasta. But there's a couple things that you have to know. My inflammation in my body is so minute, and I have orchestrated this. My body can handle things very differently than it could have before I decided that this is what I was going to do to empower myself. So I can go off the rails more than I could have in the past because I've got everything locked down.
All right, so what'd you eat this morning?
So I will tell you, during the day, I eat very little, okay? I do shakes.
So how many hours are you?
I'll eat at like 11 a.m.
Okay.
So I always have a really great meal at night. Always, always, always. I'm not trading that off. I go out to dinner. I enjoy going out to dinner. I have dinner with my family. I'm not giving that up. But I like to go to about 11 or 12 somewhere, depending. I'll grab a shake. Or I'll grab, if I'm out, I'll grab something. I love anything fatty. They make me feel really good.
Some people say that, you know, yes, grab some almonds, it'll fill you up. I don't get filled up.
If I had a handful of almonds, I would tear my arm off with hunger. I always say, just put fat before carbs. So I go at about 50% fat, probably about 30% protein, and about 20% carbs. And that's how I feel good. But the name of the game in not feeling hungry all the time is understanding your carb intake, understanding the carb energy trade-off.
So you're not saying go keto.
I'm not keto. And I'm not saying that keto can't be beneficial for people short term. But what I did with the bone broth diet is I took the concept of fasting and I made it comfortable. I made it comfortable by adding, I said, look, broth's on the table at any time. So just fast. So 2 non-consecutive days during the week. Fast on broth during the day and have a meal at night. And my God, did people get results. Unbelievable results.
Well, sure, you're also dropping all your calories.
2 days a week.
But you're starving.
You're not. The bone broth diet would have never done what it did if people were not comfortable. The whole trick with food is getting the same results with a lot of these great diet tools that we hear about without being uncomfortable.
But your bone broth that I drink is powdered. You put hot water in it.
Yeah, you can do that.
That does not fill me up.
Okay, so if you
It's a good, like, I sip it during the day, but that's not a meal replacement.
It's not a meal replacement. You want your body to go into that fast. And when I tell people all the time, if you feel like you're hungry, even on the bone broth diet, grab some fat. Grab whatever you fat and then have a great meal at night.
But then you're not fasting.
You may not technically, scientifically be fasting, but that's the whole point, Bobby. You're getting the same results. You're still going to drop the weight. You're still going to get the inflammation down. You're still going to feel better. So we're talking about the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law. And what I'm saying here is that at the end of the day, what you want is results. You want results-driven nutrition. I've been doing this for, 27 years, listening to women for 27 years sitting across from me.
So 2 days a week, you're just having broth until dinner.
You're having broth until dinner, and then you're having a great meal at dinner. And most people do not feel hungry. So I'll say, if they're hungry, I'll say, you know what? Eat some avocado, eat some olives, eat some coconut chips.
Kind of coconut chip? I know the Dang ones or something, but
Dang
they have
ones have a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love coconut chips, and you can get them anywhere, and there's a ton that don't have a lot of sugar on them.
So what do you have in your bag? I know you're traveling. Do you have food in your bag?
Oh, my gosh. I carry my bars during the day if I feel like I need something. I have almonds. The name of the game is fasting when you can, as comfortably as you can, and understanding carbohydrates and what kind of carbohydrates will fill you up. There's fibrous carbohydrates, and then there's the energy carbohydrates.
Give us a little bit of a background on which carbs people should and shouldn't be eating.
So the best kind of carbs are the carbs that fuel you that are as grain-free as you can get them. And why do I say that? It's because you don't want anything to inflame your gut. You want to get the inflammation down. So one of the things that I love is, have you heard about these Wonder Noodles? They're made from root vegetables. They're phenomenal.
They're like congee. Something like that?
They're made from congee. And if you make them right, you rinse the stuff off. There's like yucky stuff. You got to rinse them off. And then you can saute them. And I have made some really delicious meals by just sauteing them in things.
And your kids will eat them?
Well, they like brown rice pastas. Right. They'll eat things like that. They're not real big on this yet.
Yep.
But you know what? What's important to me? That they're watching it and they're seeing it and they're dialing it all in. My premise behind getting someone to take on a lifestyle that I know will serve them best is to just lead by example. And again, I know this is what works. Pounding it in and pounding it in, it doesn't work. You just have to be the best example that you can be.
And what about drinking?
I love having cocktails. I will tell you, I made a decision. I am not going to drink anything. And I'm going to just test it out. I want to see how I feel.
For how long?
I have not had anything to drink since September. So how long is that?
Wow.
That's not over holidays. Nothing. Zero. Zip.
Wow.
Nothing.
That is quite a tough brain you have.
But here's what I found, which is really weird. I went through such a burnout period of time and I thought, you know what? How bad do I want to feel better? So I wrote down everything. You know, how do I feel? What is it that I want? What am I willing? So alcohol stood out to me. I cannot tell you the clarity I feel.
So you're done. You won't drink again.
No, I'm not saying that. I will never say that. Never. Yeah. I will never say never because it is something I really enjoy.
And can you be the person that just has a drink on a Saturday night?
Yes, I can. But for right now, I want to see. It's almost like I'm testing this out like I did many other things.
It's a long time.
I want to test this out for a little while. And I want to see how it makes me feel. But I only can tell you this so far, like that my results are, number one, how can I think like this and have this lifestyle and still have fun? And I'm working on that. The second thing is, I want to see how much more I can dig into myself, because we all need to be healed. And I have parts of me that still need to be healed, right? I feel like everything is clearer and better when I'm not, my liver is not busy processing alcohol.
But have you ever thought of the concept of letting go?
Yes.
Like, you are someone that is always thinking and stressing and,
yep,
you know.
More and more, year after year, I become more and more me, me that I didn't even know was there, because again, it's part of this growth. But the alcohol thing for me, it's more like, let me see how I am like this and lean into that. And I, there's parts of it that are really interesting and curious to me. And it's not a, like I said, it's not a forever thing. Mm. But for right now, it's really been interesting.
See, I'm much more of a, I don't want to say balanced, but a minimalist.
Like, I know.
Okay, so it doesn't feel good to have three tequilas. Guess what? I'll try one. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It doesn't feel great for me to drink tequila right now, so I'll drink vodka. So I'm like, all right, it feels okay to drink it, you know, one a night, mm-hmm, one every couple nights. So,
and I will adjust to that.
Yeah.
And I will adjust to that. But it's almost like, the best way I can describe this is that it's almost like I'm cleansing my body on a level to discover many things spiritually and go through this healing path that I'm on right now. And then I'll take it from there. Just like people, when they're trying to get inflammation out of their diet, they may be eating in a way that they're not going to eat forever. And that's what I always tell people. It's not forever. It's
and,
just
and how long
right
is it?
Now. It's different for everyone. Some people, it's a week. Some people, it's 3 weeks. It depends on where you are, your symptomology, you know, what your goals are and all of that. And so food is very pleasurable for me. That part of my life and my lifestyle, I've very much leaned into and I'm very satisfied with.
And I'm so much right now about being intuitive eating, where, okay, what decision can I make that is going to be the best one for me now? You know, I'm at someone's house. What is the best choice? I know dessert doesn't make me feel good. I don't eat dessert.
Mm.
So for me, I'm like Pavlov's dog. Don't do it.
That's how I am with gluten a lot of times. Whenever I cave in, some people are fine with gluten. They're absolutely fine. For me, when I eat gluten, I feel like someone just kicked me in the I'm so tired. Every once in a while, you know, I still have it because I make that choice. You know, it's not a cheat. It's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just that there's a big difference, again, between feeling like you're cheating and just making a choice. You know, there's a restaurant that I love that has these great rolls. I mean, they're unbelievable. And I have them. But most of the time, just ordinary things with gluten, I don't do. It's not worth it to me. It's like you are with the desserts.
And what's that word? It's orthorexic.
Mm-hmm.
I just think a lot of our
a lot of diets are causing that.
Well, and yes, and Instagram and all these, you know, skinny yoga people that are paleo and keto.
Well, a lot
and,
of people have good surgeons too. Don't forget about that. They're doing surgeries much different now.
But there's some naturally skinny people,
yes,
that are also, you know, it's about vegan, it's about this. It's like, you know what? I just think people have to not compare themselves to others, especially on Instagram.
I completely agree. And it's one of the things that we talk about, feeling stressed or feeling burned out.
And I think stressing about what you should and shouldn't be eating is not good for your body either.
But here's where you and I are going to always probably look at this differently. That whole thought process that you just gave heals humans, mm-hmm, and I love it. But you have to get to that point. And I know this sounds like the hard-driving bodybuilder saying it. Well, you have to earn it first. And please forgive me for sounding so straightforward and saying it that way. But you have to get to the point in life where you are there, where you can do that. And the thing is, I've been there. I know how it feels to not be there. I know how it feels to be there. It's the same thing with, you know, measuring and understanding blood sugar and how your blood sugar responds to different things. There are things that you can eat, but you have to get all that regulated first. Become that natural fat burner. Heal that inflammation from head to toe. Get that gut where you need it to be, and then watch the magic happen.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All powerful advice. I know people have changed their lives listening to you. But what I also really admire about you is how you run your business and all the things that you
My
have
business,
done
as
that
I
has
said,
put you on the map.
Taken its own life form. I don't know if you know how this happened, but I wrote 5 books with Wiley Publishing back to back. The last thing I wanted to do was write another book. I promise you. I was at an event and I was speaking to the top person at Rodale. She said, "I know all about your book. That Living Paleo book was unbelievable. Tell me what's next. What's your next project?" Something in me made me say this. It was the devil on my shoulder. And I said, "Oh, my next book's going to be great." She handed me her card and she said, "I want to know about it. Let me know what it is." I got on the plane. I went, "Oh, crap. I got nothing." And I literally asked for guidance. I've done everything I was supposed to do. I need now for you to tell me, what is it I'm supposed to write about? And it was so clear, it hit me like a lightning bolt, and it was bone broth. I wrote the proposal on the plane. I sent it off to my team to put all the finishing touches on. The next morning, she had it. I sent it. No sooner did I hit send, it came right back. We want an exclusive. And that's how the whole thing started. And then the book and the PBS came out, and boom. Bone broth everywhere.
But then how did you even know where to have it made?
That's actually a great question. I was giving a talk at Paleo FX. Have you heard of that event?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great event. And so I was speaking at that event and someone came up, his name is David, who works for the company and has ever since. And he said, "Anyone who can do what I just saw you do should have a product." And that's how he had all the connections and the know-how. And David is president of my company now.
Okay. How many years ago was that?
That was right after Bone Broth came out. So it was 5.
Mm-hmm.
Again, everything I've done, even figuring out how to do a New York Times bestseller, when everything that we put in place together to get this book sold, it all, nothing worked. You just figure it out. I started asking friends that had an email list. "Hey, look, I got this book coming out. I don't know how I'm going to sell this thing. Can you put it out to your list?" And they did.
And what's next? What haven't you done that you would like to do?
I will tell you this from the bottom of my heart. I have not even gotten started. I want to fly even further in different ways. And look, there are children out there that are dying every 6 seconds because they don't have the nutrition they need. This is a fact. I want to bring nutrition to these children all over the globe, work with the UN. I mean, that will be my end game. And I guess you know how I'm going to do it. Bone broth. So that is my goal at the end of the day.
So would you say that you're a happy person?
I'd say that I'm always a work in progress. I will not sit here and tell you that I am the happiest person. I can tell you that every year I improve as a person. In terms of being happy, I'm happier now than I ever have been, but I still feel like there's more play there.
Well, since you're also someone that's always in your head, mm-hmm. How do you let go at night? How do you de-stress?
The best de-stressor for me is I take a bath every night. And if I can't get into a bathtub somewhere, I'm telling a hotel, I can't be in this room. I need a bathtub. So baths for me are the time where I just sit and I completely relax and then the ideas flood.
All right. We're going to do a speed round. I don't even know what they are yet, but it's going to come to my head.
All right.
First thing is, what makes you dance?
I love all kind of like pop music and listening to music. So that's basically my form of exercise. I love to dance. I dance all the time. It's one of my favorite things. I danced all through my life.
And that was the next question. Favorite exercise.
I also like the traditional straight up weights. I love them. A hardcore weights like twice a week. I love doing that. That's fun for me.
What's your Saturday like?
My Saturday, depending on where I am, what I'm doing, it's being with family. It's just relaxing. It's putting down the phone, I would say.
And how about Sunday?
Sunday, I definitely put down the phone. And that's my time for making food, meals, again, depending on where I am and where I'm with traveling. That's like an eating day for me, so to speak. That's where I do lean in. I'd let everything go and I may have lunch with some friends. I may go out to dinner. It's just my day and I won't give that up. And I usually exercise on the weekends because I oftentimes, if I can't during the week, so I'll start the morning out with some kind of workout and then I'll just, play it by ear. No plans.
No plans. I like that, Kellyanne.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking to me. You're amazing. You're amazing. And now I want some chicken soup.
Well, see.
I'm sorry. I want some chicken soup.
This is what I do. Yeah. I make people want soup. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby. It's so great to see you.
You too.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.